Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some nutrition. Returning guest joining us today, all the way from Ottawa in Canada, Robin Hardage joins us. Robin, welcome back. Thanks again for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Robin, let's talk about nutrition. You in passing in our first chat, mentioned that you had some GI issues in Kona in 2015. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it wrecked your race, but made things uncomfortable and difficult. So what do you reckon, looking back at that race, what caused those issues?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if it was a combination of the heat and the exertion, or, you know, I got a bit seasick in the water. I don't know if that carried over. So it's kind of a mystery to me. But I switched up my nutrition, but I've ended up going back to what I was doing last year, and I haven't had any issues so far. So it's kind of a mystery. I don't know.
It's a frustration too. We've spoken about this at length here on the podcast too, particularly where you're not, I mean, everyone says you don't try anything new on race day, but in an Ironman, it's tough because you don't get too many opportunities prior to a race like Kona to test your race nutrition at K32 in a marathon after 180K bike. So it's almost, you're almost feeling around in the dark, and it's difficult because you don't get chances to sort of test that out. Is that something you struggle with too?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, even when I started the sport, I had no idea what to expect and how my body was going to react to what I was putting in it. I had no idea. And I don't know. I don't know if it's like hit and miss or it's just luck of the draw. Like, today your stomach's not going to have a good day. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's frustrating at the best of times. Talk mm-hmm. to me about your nutrition strategy. How do you approach an Ironman?
It's pretty boring. I stick to kind of, like a Gatorade G2 or an Infinite, mixed blend that I have made. It's pretty bland. And then for food, I just use those yucky, power bars. They're like brown. They're not even, they don't look good. They don't taste good, but they're boring. So yeah.
And that's,
so I'll have one of those.
I was going to say, is that pretty much it? I mean, there's no other, I mean, bananas, that sort of thing you tend to stay away from?
Yeah, I when I first started, I would eat potatoes and bananas, but it just didn't fuel me. It wasn't enough. And I was hungry and I would bonk. And so, I just sort of turned to something really boring, really robotic. I got a power bar every hour, and it seems to work. The calories are there, and it's bland.
Sometimes that's probably not a bad thing, is keeping it as simple and like you say, boring as possible, but it seems to work for you. As far as just general nutrition, are you pretty, I don't say strict, but are you do you really watch what you eat, and or do you let yourself hang out on the dark side for every now and again when you're in training?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's everyday nutrition is kind of my weak link. You know, I like my sweets, and I don't really give anything up for this sport, but I'm not one that goes out and eats fast food. I've never been like that. But I try to eat, you know, the three meals a day, and I'm a grazer, so I snack a lot. But I'm trying to be better at sort of eating to fuel my workouts and eating to recover and eating to have more energy in general. So it's a challenge. I mean, obviously all the temptations are out there, but I won't go out and eat a pizza or
Is there place for the odd beer in a Kona training regime?
Oh, for sure. I have a beer every pre-race. So every pre-race dinner, I have a beer.
Only one?
Yeah, only one.
And only at that dinner. Gee, I'm impressed. That's pretty impressive. As far as recovery, I mean, you mentioned the sort of day-to-day nutrition, something that you probably should be better at. Recovery, are you pretty strict with regards to what you do from a nutrition point of view to aid your recovery?
Not really. I'm kind of hit and miss. You know, if I have the energy, I'll make a smoothie or something, or have a shake that's kind of already pre-made. But I'm not the best. I could be better.
There you have it. I love it. Robin, one thing I really enjoy about your take is that you're pretty laid back about this whole thing. You don't seem to get stressed out too much about it. You're finding your way and it seems to be working. You're going back to Kona all the time and good for you. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Yep.
Well, we look forward to seeing how you go on the Big Island this year. Hopefully that hip sorts itself out and you get to have the race that you're hoping for. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
All right. Thanks for having me, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutrition seminar.